Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
It's really difficult in a minute because we don't know. And Joe, it's kind of weird. The mood has kind of shifted. I'm not sure if maybe you've picked up on this as well. But before today's announcement, everyone was saying, no, it will come back. It will be concluded. And because it has been postponed that little bit further, even though everyone was expecting it, what we're hearing today, mainly, you know, even if it is the minority on Love Sport Radio, we're hearing that people and fans actually believe that none of it now will be concluded. And it's more likely the season will be voided. Do you think there's a chance of that, Joe?
I think that's something that I think everybody, clubs, leagues, etc., would be absolutely loathe to do. I don't think that's anybody's best interests, apart from obviously you hear people like Garen Brady, for example. Collectively, really, I think the footballing world, a lot of people kind of shut her down really for that. And I mean, arguably they were right to do so because it's, you know, you want a 38-game season in the Premier League, you want a 46-game Football League season. You want those things completed. I actually think, in my personal opinion, I would sacrifice at least the beginning of next season in order to finish this one, whenever it may be. Because I think I just don't understand how you can start one season without having concluded the previous one. And the idea of it being null and void, that makes a lot of people even angrier, because that then takes away the title from Liverpool that they haven't got. They haven't got a Premier League title to their name, and they are, you know, absolutely inches away from getting it as we speak. You've got, of course, West Brom and Leeds, who, okay, the gap's not as big as it might have been earlier in the season, but let's not forget that West Brom and Leeds have led the way the entire season. Certainly from September time, they've been the top two, and no one's actually overtaken them. So, you know, you've got a lot of people with lots of different opinions. Definitely the interest of everybody, I think, to finish this season. The idea of it being null and void. I think probably you have to have a look at Italy, because obviously Italy have been really, really badly hit by this virus. And, you know, the death toll is absolutely staggering. I saw it this evening watching the news. And
it's surpassed China, hasn't it?
Over 3,500. It's surpassed China, which is absolutely remarkable when you think that's where it was sourced. So, it would be very interesting to see, and this is just off the top of my head, this is just my own opinion, it would be very interesting to see whether the authorities over here take almost a kind of a leaf out of the book of the Italian, because what are Italian football going to do? I mean, they are a lot further from restarting their own campaign, you'd imagine, the way it is over there. So they're going to have to make a decision, and of course, if we managed to almost kind of, not really kind of control it as such, because you're still going to get cases every day. But if we don't reach perhaps the figures that Italy and Spain and France are suffering at the moment, then maybe late April, start of May is an absolute best case scenario. And then you won't have to answer that question, really. The idea, as I say, the idea of it being null and void is a really, really horrible one, I think.
Yeah, and it's so strange, Joe, and you mentioned it there, and I think the big thing is it really gets messy and murky, doesn't it? Because, you know, we know people are going to be annoyed whatever the outcome to this, whatever they decide is the best solution. Joe, I always like to ask about your articles, because I'm looking for your social media tweets and the stuff that you write about. I really enjoy them, and there's actually still a few tidbits of West Brom news, a couple I want to ask about, and it's something we've spoken about on the show. You wrote an article about Nathan Ferguson and stuff he's been tweeting, and he's kind of thought that the fans have fallen out of love with him a little bit. You know, he was looking like he was going to move to Palace. It didn't quite come off. He's got that lingering injury perhaps, and maybe the fans can't forgive that. But is there a way back for him, Joe, from reading from your piece?
I wouldn't say so. I'll be honest with you, speaking to various people who all are very much in the middle of the in the kind of the situation between Ferguson and Albion and Crystal Palace as well. I can't see, certainly going back to February, for example, it was kind of done and dusted. Nathan was having his surgery, which was going to correct something that Crystal Palace picked up on his medical. And of course, because they decided not to, because he had problems in that medical, he remained at West Brom. So they obviously thought, well, the best place is for him to is to have that corrected. Obviously, that would have kept him out for the remainder of the season anyway. So West Brom obviously pushing on, making plans without him. They signed Lee Peltier, who hasn't actually made the matchday squad in a league game so far this season, as just kind of cover. But the other young lads, Dar O'Shea, Connor Townsend as well at left back, have really stepped up in the absence of Ferguson, Kieran Gibbs as well, who's had some real injury problems this season. So they have got by without him. This obviously makes it very, very difficult as well, because this is just another repercussion of the coronavirus. Is how on earth are they going to work the transfer window? Does the transfer window open as usual in June? Our club's going to be inclined to sign players who haven't played for 3-4 months. If you know, you're looking at match fitness. I mean, say West Brom played their first game against Birmingham City, and it's behind closed doors in a month's time, or 6 weeks' time, or 2 months' time. I don't think the quality of the football is going to be there either. Obviously, that's not something that's particularly important at this moment in time. It doesn't rank very highly. But you know, in terms of trying to get back into normality, this is going to take a long, long time, because footballers have been set back. There's only so many weeks you can train day in, day out on a Monday to Friday without anything to be able to show for it on the Saturday. And they kind of, I feel like they're probably going through the motions at this point, knowing that they're a long way off from playing for football. But on Ferguson, it's obviously a very, very difficult one. Very, very uncertain time. You know, did Crystal Palace come back in? I imagine he will still be a Crystal Palace player, I think. Kind of heading into the new season, whenever that may be. But time will tell. But obviously, Ferguson's someone that hasn't played since the end of January anyway. So match fitness and everything else is even further away for him than any of West Brom's regular players at the minute.
Yeah, Joe, always a delight to get the inside truth behind your articles and know what's going on. Really appreciate you giving us time, especially with what's going on, and hope everyone, you and your family, are all well. Joe Chapman there from the Birmingham Mail, and there's still so much to say, and I'm delighted to say we are joined by our regular Wayne Gordon. We didn't speak to Wayne last week. We like to rotate on the show, but Wayne Gordon from All Things Albion is joining us next.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the West Bromwich Albion Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, where we just were joined by Joe Chapman from the Birmingham Mail. Really good of Joe to give us his time. As it always is, good to get Wayne Gordon on, who always gives us his time from All Things Albion. Wayne, really good to get you back on. Firstly, how are you? You're well? Everyone well?
Yeah, everyone's well. No symptoms. Everyone seems okay. Touch wood. It's scary times, though. You know, I've got elderly grandparents. Mm-hmm. My mum works Absolutely. In care with the elderly and the vulnerable. It's worrying.
It really is, and that's kind of the vibe we're getting from people. And I have to ask, Wayne, not just because it's nice to ask, but we've heard on other shows, and I know you wouldn't listen because you're a West Brom fan, so you might not be tuning in to the Forest show or the Leicester show, but even people I speak to every week, like yourself, saying they know someone or they've actually got it themselves, they're self-isolating, and it's absolutely massive at the minute, isn't it? Wayne?
Sorry, mate, can't
hear. Oh, did you lose us?
Yeah, we lost you for a little bit.
No worry, I was getting a bit deep. Never mind, we're going to talk about West Brom anyway. But Wayne, I also wanted to thank you as well. I saw you on social media last week saying that, you know, maybe not everyone agrees with everyone's opinions on this show, but everyone's allowed an opinion, and, you know, this is the platform to do it. So I thought that was very humble and professional and the decent thing of you, Wayne. So I salute you in that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I thought the guy was a bit harsh. I've spoke to Connor before, you know, I've said to the lad, I'm not a fan of what he does on YouTube, it's not my kind of entertainment, but, you know, he does exactly what I do. We're not, you know, my opinion is not any more valuable than his, and vice versa, so, yeah.
Yeah, but I really appreciate it that everyone is allowed it. It's the whole platform. Whether it's an opinion you think's positive or negative, I want everyone to have their say. And there's a lot of opinions flying around at the minute, not just West Brom. Kind of the big news at the minute, how West Brom was sort of brought into this and were making the headlines, Wayne, is because obviously we kept hearing about this two teams to go up and it should be Leeds and West Brom. I've had some very angry fans, mate, I tell you, saying that there's a little big club bias because it's Leeds and West Brom. What did you make of that storm?
I thought it was a bit odd, really. You know, nothing was definitive. Everyone's in the same boat. We don't really know what's going to happen. I think there'll be lots disappointed if us and Leeds do go up, and rightfully so. I think that's harsh. We're not, you know, beyond being catched. So I understand their frustration. I'm not sure it's going to come to that, though. I think we'll finish the season somehow. I think you're going to, unless the season finishes, you're going to upset someone either way, and there's not a lot you can do about it at this point.
Yeah, we're hearing obviously that maybe that's not the case now. It is hopefully being concluded, Wayne. And in that, you know, that period of the time the games are being away has been extended, but hopefully concluding in the summer. No Euros 2020, now Euro 2021. Will we see football again, Wayne? Because a lot of fans actually saying tonight, we won't this season. It will be voided.
I can't see him void. I think that's the very last thing that everyone wants, you know, apart from one or two. I know Villa and West Ham are not too keen on continuing this season for obvious reasons. I think there's a lot they can do. I think there's a lot that will run into next season too. I think we can cancel all cup competitions for next season and just play the league, a shorter league season. So I think, you know, if people are desperate to get the league finished, they will get it finished, and they got the means to get it finished.
Yeah, they have got the means, but will they go through on it? Because they've got that summer period now, but we're hearing it could get actually quite legal, Wayne, and there's a lot of money involved and people would be owed money and UEFA and European competitions. And this isn't just actually about the Premier League and the EFL. Would they then have to fall in line with what other leagues are doing? Because what if other leagues or even players come out, Wayne, and say, I don't want to play, what if I then get ill or I test positive for the virus? And how does this work with the summer transfer window? And if players, their contracts are expiring on June the 1st, how can we play games after that? And what if players who are on loan and their loan is to return to their club at a certain date and then they're needed? It does become messy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it becomes really messy. And it's interesting that it just mirrors what's going on right now in society. We don't know what's going to happen next. We can't predict the next 2 weeks. You can't predict what's going to happen with the coronavirus. We don't know when the spike's going to come. And so trying to predict the next few weeks in football when we can't predict the next few weeks in society is mental. And every story being passed around now is up for debate, and it will be until we get a definitive answer. And I'm sure whatever the definitive answer is, someone will be upset by that answer. It's such an odd situation that we find ourselves in.
Yeah, it is really odd. But we're kind of seeing a sense of football community and coming together, Wayne. And actually, hearing a lot of good stories, you know, donating to food banks, giving the food away to people of need, you know, that was going to be used on match days. And maybe this is the bigger question here and the bigger story we should be talking about and shining a light on, Wayne, because what we mentioned now, it's something bigger going on in society. People losing their jobs, match day staff. It's clubs like this that survive on that ticket revenue and gate receipts, isn't it?
Yeah, and for all the talk about Premier League clubs and EFL clubs not finishing the season, there's not enough talk about lower league clubs and local non-league clubs that are possibly going out of business because they can't afford to stay afloat with no match day revenue. So, you know, it's such a massive story with so many different layers. It's just difficult to see how everyone comes out of it unscathed, if I'm honest.
Yeah, and on that then, should, you know, it will get labelled at Premier League clubs, but even Championship clubs who maybe are turning over profit, should they do more? Just to those non-league clubs. We're talking about a club like Barnet who have actually made all their non-playing staff redundant this week, Wayne.
Yeah, and why not? These guys can afford it. There are professional players now that are not doing anything for weeks on huge wages. I know many of them are donating as much as they can and stuff. Mm. And there'll always be a feeling that the bigger clubs can do more. It's just getting these big clubs to do more. They, you know, as you say, we've seen a lot more of the community coming together recently. We just need to keep a lookout for these little clubs.
Yeah, we do. Wayne, I couldn't agree more. And I wanted to ask one genuine football question because there are obviously some bigger issues to talk about. But there was links this week that, you know, the papers, they still make time for those transfer rumours. Pereira is apparently being chased by Man United and West Ham. A bit of a wide gap between the two teams chasing him. What did you make with the links? Because I know me and you have raved about him this season.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I know West Ham have been watching us all season because we've had Diangana, so it's very easy for them to see what Pereira's doing. A lot of the football world has seen what Pereira's done this season, so I expected these kind of rumours. I'm really pleased that the entire situation is in our hands, and if we want Pereira, he will play for us next season, or at least come to us and then be sold on for a bigger profit. So, I fully expected this. It's nothing that we can't handle, I don't think. I think if we want to hold on to him, we will do. We don't really need to buy him and sell him on quickly for a big figure. So, right now I'm not too worried about it.
Well, hopefully he'll stay and he'll be staying and playing in the Premier League for West Brom. Wayne, always good to get you on. More importantly, I'm just glad you and everyone, family, friends, well, Wayne Gordon there from All Things Albion. Always a delight for Wayne to join me on the fan show. Always good to speak to him and speak to a whole host of different people on these fan shows, whether it be Connor Ashfield, Wayne Gordon, Joe Chapman. They join us and they always speak so well. But if you're thinking of changing your van insurance, then why don't you do it with Churchill? Because not only can you do that, you can do your business insurance with Churchill as well, because Churchill Standard Policy provides 1 million of public liability cover with access to our 24/7 legal helpline, not to mention a range of add-ons including cover for your tools and business equipment, personal accident and employer's liability insurance. So visit the public liability page on churchill.com. Churchill is underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. The West Brom Fan Show will be back at the same time as it is every week, 9 to 9.30 every Thursday.
For downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.